All right, this is a test of the brand new updated AudioBoo Android application, as well as another entry into what I attempted to be the 30-day podcast experiment that I completely failed at because I just had too much going on around me. I couldn't do it. I tried. I really, really tried. But today, November 25th, I noticed yesterday during Thanksgiving that there was an update available for AudioBoo on my Android phone, so I put it in. My Android phone now running Gingerbread, so also let's see if that makes a difference as well. And so I'm recording on the phone, and then I'll try to publish it from the phone and see if that works. Because it really didn't work out the last time. It really didn't work out. You know, I like Android. I really do. I like the fact that it's an open, if you will, a somewhat open operating system, kind of like Windows, where, you know, people can write to it more easily, let's say, probably, I assume, than the Macintosh operating system. So to me, Windows and Android are similar, but of course the Macintosh operating system and the iOS for the iPhones and the iPod touches, you know, there's a benefit to a system being closed, and that is that I believe, and it's been proven to me, that the applications, the apps, are much more work much better with the iOS because of the quality control from Apple, you know, meaning Apple has full reign on everything. You know, with the Android, anyone, you can pretty much, almost anybody can write to them, right? You know, and then get them distributed and that kind of thing. But if you want to write an app for the iPhone or the iPod Touch, you have to go through Apple to get it out there and to get it available, for the most part. And there's something to be said for that in regards to quality control and making sure it doesn't crash the phone, and the application crash and all that kind of stuff, because that's what I've been experiencing with my Android phone, my Sprint Epic 4G Samsung Galaxy S. Now, I like the phone. I like Sprint. I like Android. But when it comes to stability, I mean, if I ever have to do a hard reset on this phone again, I'm going to be very, very selective about what apps I put on the phone, if any, if I ever put any apps back on this phone when it crashes. Just because I've just been through too much frustration and headache in the past when things just don't go right. So, like I said, there's something to be said for that. All right, so let's see if I can post this sucker today. 30-day podcast experiment. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I think it's 30. It's the website address. I think it's something 30 days. See, I should have pulled this up ahead of time. Luckily for me, I have my Evernote handy, which I put all my notes in it